This is the San Francisco Experience with your host, Jim Herlihy. Independent news commentary with a California perspective, featuring newsmakers, thought leaders, and authors. Season 10, Episode 20, Forced Sterilization, Sonoma County's Shameful History. The Press Democrat is the largest circulation daily newspaper in San Francisco's North Bay region, and it's published in Santa Rosa. It was founded in 1897 as the Sonoma Democrat. It has a daily circulation of 54,000. Its staff won the 2018 Pulitzer Prize for, quote, lucid and tenacious coverage of historic wildfires that ravaged the city of Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, unquote. In today's episode, we're going to highlight a special report that the Press Democrat has published today, Sunday, October 24th, about the Sonoma Developmental Center. You can read the online version at www.pressdemocrat.com. It's an important article which sheds light on this piece of California's history. California passed legislation in 1909 to permit involuntary sterilization. But the Golden State was not alone in sanctioning sterilization of both men and women. Starting with Indiana in 1907, 32 states subsequently passed compulsory sterilization laws, including California. From 1909 to 1957, approximately 60,000 institutional sterilizations occurred in the United States, with about 20,000 of those sterilizations here in California. And of all the California procedures, 25% of them, or 5,500, took place in Sonoma at the Sonoma State Home, which today is known as the Sonoma Developmental Center. And that was more than any other facility in the state of California. The Sonoma State Home, as it was originally known, was opened in 1891 and it closed in 2018. The center was originally conceived as a safe environment for family members with severe developmental disabilities. But between 1919 and 1952, sterilizations took place at the facility, and the vast majority of those sterilizations occurred in the 1930s and 1940s. While few, if any, survivors are alive today of those sterilizations, a bill to pay reparations to them is making its way through the California Assembly and would appropriate $7.5 million in compensation. Viewed from the vantage point of 21st century America, forced sterilization seems to be barbaric, coercive, and abusive of fundamental human rights. So how did this practice gain widespread support with 32 states legalizing it during the 20th century? We have to go back to the eugenics movement of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, which had become fashionable in the United States, with many powerful and high-profile promoters. Is the concept of today's designer babies and CRISPR genetic techniques an outgrowth of a philosophy to engineer the perfect baby? The word eugenics refers to the shaping of human reproduction to maximize desirable traits and intelligence. People of lower intelligence were deemed to be socially undesirable. In fact, a group of geneticists founded the Human Betterment Foundation in Pasadena, California, to promote such policies in 1928. The board of this foundation consisted of some very prominent academic luminaries from Stanford, UC Berkeley, and University of Southern California. The stated purpose of the Human Betterment Foundation was, and I quote, to foster and aid constructive and educational forces for the protection and betterment of the human family in body, mind, character, and citizenship, unquote. The goal of the foundation was to promote compulsory sterilization. It was liquidated in 1943 after the death of one of its founders, and its archives are held at Caltech. Again, the eugenics movement had influential thinkers like former President Teddy Roosevelt, inventor Alexander Graham Bell, and Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. Santa Rosa's own horticulturalist, Luther Burbank, and scientist, was also an adherent. The Press Democrat, in the October 24th edition, features the special report on the topic of the Sonoma Developmental Center, and you can listen to the recordings, view the photographs, and even more documents about the original Sonoma State home at PressDemocrat.com. My sources for today's podcast include the Press Democrat. And for my listeners, please take a moment to go to my website, www.thesanfranciscoexperiencepodcast.com, and subscribe to the podcast by clicking on the subscribe button. It's free and easy to do so. And by subscribing, you can listen to the past 202 episodes, peruse my book, read my blog post, send me an email, or leave a comment. This has been the San Francisco Experience with your host, Jim Herlihy, coming to you from America's favorite city, San Francisco.